July's median sale price was the second highest on record for single-family homes, dropping below June 2016's record-setting $372,000, according to the new report from the Warren Group, publisher of The Banker and Tradesman. Hi, I'm Jeff Smith, here with Cassie Murphy, editorial director of The Warren Group. Hey, Cassie.
Hi, Jeff.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Nice, nice. We got a few things to get into, but July's 2016 single-family home sales have taken a slight dip versus 2015's and have hit the lowest year-over-year percentage increase since 2011. Do you believe sales have hit a wall this year?
Well, Jeff, the reason for the drop in the number of homes sold is twofold. First, looking at just July 2016 versus July 2015, last year's market was an unusual one. Due to the heavy winter in late 2014 and early 2015, the market got started later and went later into the year than is normally the case. This year, the market is much closer to normal, so July 2016 looks a lot more like July of years past, and compared to last year's unusual July, a dip in the number of sales is not unexpected. Second, and applicable to the entire year, is a classic case of supply and demand. The number of homes for sale in the state has dropped dramatically over the past few months, a trend that's been going on for several years. The Massachusetts Association of Realtors reported today that inventory remains at record lows, dropping for the 54th consecutive month and reaching only 3.6 months of supply. A balanced market is closer to 6 to 8 months of supply. And of course, if there are fewer homes for sale, there are fewer homes to buy, and the numbers will drop accordingly. As for sales hitting a wall, it's difficult to say. Traditionally, the spring market is when people list their homes for sale, and the spring market is coming to a close. It's always possible there will be a rush of new inventory later in the summer and into the fall. It's unlikely, but it's possible.
Interesting. Secondly, the median sale price for single-family homes in Massachusetts has hit the second highest peak on record. With two more months of summer left, do you feel we can still hit a new record?
Well, that would be the flip side of the supply and demand issue, rising prices. Given the state of our housing market, I would say we're not going to see prices rise too much. As the spring market slows, we may not see another record median this year, but I wouldn't be at all surprised if we did. There's just not a lot of housing to be had in most areas of Greater Boston, particularly in the middle range of the market. The higher end of the market, I think, is softening a little, but that mid-range is red-hot and growing vanishingly small as prices climb.
And lastly, this month, condominiums hit a record median sale price at $350,000. Do you think there's a realistic chance condos could surpass the single-family homes in the near future?
No, not in the near future. Condos are in the same position as single families, not a lot on the market and not a lot of affordability to be found in what is on the market, although the geography is different. Most of the condos coming online, especially in Boston and the immediate vicinity, are high-end or ultra-high-end. Millennium Tower started closing in July, among others, but that doesn't necessarily affect the median price too much on a month-by-month basis. Condos, by the way, are even worse off for inventory than single families, according to Marr. In July, inventory was down to just 2.4 months of supply. So the less that's available in the middle, again, and the more that come online on the high end, the more prices will climb. But single-family prices are rising at the same time. So while the gap is closing, I don't think the median price of a condo will surpass that of a single-family in the immediate future.
Well, thank you, Cassie, and thanks everyone for joining us.
Thanks, Jeff.
If you'd like any more information about the products and the services that the Warren Group provides, please visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com. Thank you.